Hello to you on this 22nd day of April. I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening, the daily radio broadcast featuring the teaching of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. During his crucifixion, Jesus was humbled beyond description. But Acts 5:31 tells us that after his crucifixion, God highly exalted him. And then Spurgeon writes, "Jesus, our Lord, once crucified, dead, and buried, now sits upon the throne of glory. The highest place in heaven is undisputedly his. And how sweet it is to know that his exaltation isn't only for himself, but for all those who belong to him as well. Without him, we couldn't possibly share in the glories at Jehovah's right hand, but clothed in his honor, we can stand with him there." It's delightful to think about the closeness of Christ's union with his people. We're actually one with him. We're members of his body, and his exaltation is our exaltation. He sits on the throne at his Father's right hand, and he invites his queen, the church, to sit at his right hand, sharing his glory. Look up, believer, to Jesus now. Let the eye of your faith behold him with many crowns upon his head. And remember that you will one day be like him when you see him as he is. You won't be as great as he is. You won't be divine. But still you will, in a measure, share the same honors and enjoy the same happiness and the same dignity that he possesses. Be content to live unknown for a while, and to walk your weary way through the fields of poverty or up the hills of affliction. For in due time you will reign with Christ, for he has made us kings and priests unto God, and we shall reign forever. Right now he represents us in heaven's courts, but soon we will be with him there, beholding his glory and sharing his joy. And that's today's meditation by Charles Spurgeon on Acts 5:31. I encourage you to take just a moment to revisit this reading at our website. Go to morningandevening.org.